I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1049, Find Your En-Gedi. I think the phrase, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, is a bit overused. The opportunity to get a deal on a car will come around again, not just now or never, as the salesperson wants you to believe. But life is lived in a linear fashion. We can't go back, and that means there are some experiences we may wish we had back, but we can't get it. One country song I like has the chorus that says, "People say they wouldn't change a thing, even if they could. Oh, but I would." Well, you may have some things you'd like to change, too. One thing I'd like to change has to do with En-Gedi. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because it's about love. And really, if we're going to make it for the long haul, when it comes to loving well with our lives, our whole lives, we're going to need some En-Gedis along the way. We were on a trip to the Holy Land, seeing multiple mind-blowing sights from the pages of Scripture come alive right before us day after day. This sight on the bus, that sight on the bus, this sight on the bus. It was amazing. It's hard to do all and see all and experience all on a trip like that. Well, one day, our journey took us to En-Gedi. What's En-Gedi? The Chronological Bible describes that place this way. En-Gedi is the strongest of the perennial springs that flow from the Judean wilderness down to the Dead Sea. This spring cascades down the face of the mountain in stages with small pools between the falls. Its path down the mountain is surrounded by lush vegetation, which has a uniquely compelling beauty. The rough terrain from which the spring comes is extremely rugged, making it an ideal hideout for David when he was running from King Saul in 1 Samuel 23:29 and 24:1. In the mountains surrounding the springs are caves and hiding places, and it was so cool to see and imagine David and his men hiding in maybe that cave or that cave, because they're all over the place. On the day our faithful guide and teacher, Dr. Cindy Parker, took us to the wilderness of En-Gedi, I was hot. I was tired. We'd already seen lots of cool places, and now we had been hiking into this place called En-Gedi to get to this spot. We came to one of those pools in the desert, and she said, "I'll give you all about 15 minutes. If you want, you can get into the pool and wade or swim to cool off. And when you come out, the hot Israeli sun will dry your clothes." Well, I didn't do it. I watched others do it. And they had a ball in the cold water in the hot desert. They frolicked and played and laughed and talked. And all the while, I and a few other party poopers stood in the sun and watched them. I told myself, "I don't have extra clothes. I'm not prepared for this. It'd be too cold. I don't want to get wet. It's not long enough for all that trouble." On and on the excuses went in my head, all the while my friends were enjoying the refreshment of the pools that En-Gedi provided for them. Here's my point, podcast peeps. When you find your En-Gedi, jump in. God gives us opportunities to rest and refresh, as my wife calls it, to rejuvenate and restore, but He's not going to push you in. The opportunity won't last forever, so get in. Here's the great question. Where or what or who is your En-Gedi, your place of refreshment in the heat of life? It might be a person, a place, or a thing. For example, Paul wrote to Philemon, "For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have," here it is, "refreshed through you." Let's pray this prayer from Scotty Smith. Lord God, my shepherd, thank you for your love and care. Thank you for leading me to places and times where I can be restored and renewed. I want to keep my eyes firmly fixed on you to guide, protect, and provide for me, because you will refresh my soul. I will listen for your voice as I follow you, because where you lead me provides everything I need. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1050. In the meantime, refreshment means to be given new strength or energy, like being poured a cool drink on a hot day. I could have had it that day, but I passed, and I regret it. We all need refreshing from the weariness of our journey. May God help you find your En Gedi.